Today's shir in Masecht Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis, as Beis Hashem Yisbarach, we have the schus to begin learning Masecht Rosh Hashanah. Of course, as we begin learning Masecht Rosh Hashanah, the question that comes up is the order of the Masechtas. We've learned Yuma Sukkah Rosh Hashanah, and many Rishonim and Achronim already begin to discuss the order of this. How does Rosh Hashanah come after Yuma Sukkah? The Ran, at the beginning of our Masechta, asks, why was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, as we're about to learn in the Mishnah, identified as the Yom HaDin? Particularly, he asks, as we're going to mention often in our Masechta, the Machloikis Tanoim, when was the world created? So according to Reb Elezer, that says, B'tishrei Nivra Olam, so it turns out that an Aleph Tishrei is the anniversary of the creation of Adam HaRishon. So since Aleph Tishrei is the anniversary of the creation of Adam HaRishon, we could understand, as we say, in fact, in the Tfilas on Rosh Hashanah, Zeh Hayoyim Tchilas Masecha. Today is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the Nisan Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Nisan, why is Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei? So the Ran says that actually what happened was a little different. He explains that the Luchos were given to Klal Yisrael, and we know after Klal Yisrael received the Luchos, they made the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with the Egel, with the Torah, and he broke the Luchos. And then, going through the whole history, on Yom Kippur, on Yud Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. That was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti Kedvarecha. And because Yud Tishrei was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti Kedvarecha, that was the day that was established to be Yom Kippur, the Yom Kapara and Slicha for all future generations. So after that, if Yom Kippur was established to be the Yom Kapara, they made that 10 days before Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, where people make do tshuva. We know tzaddikim gemurim nechtovim v'nechtomim la'alta l'chayim. Tzaddikim are immediately established that they go have chayim tovim. Rishoyim, just the opposite, and bainanim have the opportunity to do tshuva until Yom Kippur. So now, it's very understandable that Yom Kippur came before Rosh Hashanah. Now we take this a step further. Sukkos, the Kedusha Slavi says, and really the Gra says it as well, the Kedusha Slavi and the Gra both say that 4 days later, on Tesvav Tishrei, after Yom Kippur, the Anani HaKavod that have left Klal Yisrael because of the Chet HaEgel came back. And because the Anani HaKavod came back, that's why we have the Yontif Sukkos. So it turns out that first we had Yom Kippur, then we had Sukkos, and then only the year after did we have Rosh Hashanah. So the order that we follow, Yuma, Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, is very, very understandable. So our Masechta begins with teaching us Ab Rosh Hashanah Mehem. There are four Rosh Hashanah. There are four times in the year that are established to be Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos points out that the Tanna uses the word Ab Rosh Hashanah Mehem because to teach us that there are these four Rosh Hashanah, whereas Masechta Bava Kamma, which begins with the famous words Ab Avos Nezikin, it doesn't say Hain. So Tosfos says, because here the main chiddush, the main point of our Mishnah, is to teach us Arba Rosh Hashanah Hain, that there are these four Rosh Hashanah. When we speak about Arba Avos Nezikim, Tosfos says, We know that there are Arba Avos Nezikin. The main point of that Mishnah, says Taisus, is to teach us the Loi Rizeh Kerizeh, that each one of the Arba Avos Nezikim are unique and different, and therefore doesn't use the word Hain. The Ritva similarly says that not all of the Arba Avos Nezikim are well known, and therefore not all of the Arba Rosh Hashanim are well known. That's why it says Hain. Here it doesn't say Hain. The Rashba says the difference when Hain is used and when Hain is not used, he says, is when there are only these and no others, so then the Tana uses the word Hain. These are the only four Rosh Hashanim. Whereas, when we speak about Avos Nezikin, certainly they're not the only Avos Nezikin. So the first Rosh Hashanah is Be'ech V'Nissan, is Rosh Hashanah Melachim. They used to write in the Shtaris, as Rashi explains, the year of the king. And the reason they did this is because of Shalom Malchus, that they wanted to show honor to the king. And the way they showed the honor to the king was by writing the year of his, from when he became king. And the Gemara is going to explain in detail what that means. So when is it considered that a new year began for the king? A new year began for the king on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So Rashi says that the reason this was done was because Shalom Malchus, the king, is going to be upset if his year when he became king is not what's going to be listed when we count the years, when we list a date. As Taisus, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, this that Al Gemara says that, this that we just learned, that Aleph Tishrei, Aleph Nissan, is Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim, is only by Malchei Yisrael, Jewish king. By non-Jewish king, actually, the date is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And as Taisus, by the Malchei Umas HaOlam, we understand the reason that the date of when they became king is listed is because of Shalom Malchus. But it has nothing to do, by Klal Yisrael, that is not the reason. So he doesn't understand Rashi's Pshat. So he says, so Rabbeinu Tam explains that the reason is not because of Shalom Malchus. The reason is every king has a different Jews is by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Malchus is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Malchus Olam is by Tishrei. It's not, and by the Malchus Rol, it wasn't because of Shalom Malchus. But the way it seems Tosfos understands is once because of Shalom Malchus, they, and this is where we can learn Rashi as well. Once by the Malchei Umas HaOlam, they established the date to be Rosh Chodesh, they established a date, so they extended that to Malchei Yisrael, even though the Malchei Yisrael are not the case. So again, as we explained, Rashi says that even, and we're going to learn it in a moment, we're going to learn in the Gemara, that even if a king became king during Shvat HaAdar, 1 or 2 months before Nisan, as soon as Nisan comes, it's already considered year 2. So, the Pnei Yeshua asks that we're going to learn in the Gemara that if a king became king on the last day of Adar, and then tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Nisan is already year 2. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, why did Rashi pick the case that he became king in Shvat? He could have given a better example. He became a king the last day of the year. So the Pnei Yeshua says that we're going to learn a Gemara Mitzvashem on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that often the Torah tells us that the carbon should be brought from a par, from a bull. And Rebbe Lazim says, and the definition of a bull is a 3-year-old bull. Tells us Rebbe Lazar that a bull which is 2 years old plus 30 days, is already a par. Because Rebbe Lazar says, Shloish miyoyim b'shana nechshev shana. What 30 days in a year is considered a year. Remeya says, Yoyim eches b'shana chashev shana. Even 1 day in the year is considered a year. So now, says the Pnei Yeshua, that when the Gemara we're going to learn soon says that even if you become a king on the last day of the year, Yom Achz B'Shar, that you already considered year two on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that only follows the opinion of a mayor that holds Yom Echad B'Shana Chash B'Shana. However, Rashi wanted to give us an example that isn't limited to following the opinion of Rameya. And that's why he follows the opinion. He gave us an example that this first king was king at least for 30 days, and we won't be limited to the opinion of Rameya. The Ritva disagrees. And he says that even Rabbi Lazar, who holds that Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chash B'Shana, but you need at least have 30 days to be considered a year, that's only by Halachas D'Raisa. But when we're speaking about documents, as we're speaking about in our Gemara for Shtaris, there even Rabbi Lazar would agree that Yom Echad B'Shana Chash B'Shana. Because the Torah Evan says that if we're going to follow the opinion and say that even Rabbi Lazar in the din of Shtaris needs 30 days, then we could have a lot of confusion when a king is appointed to be a king in less than 30 days before the end of the year. How long would he be a king for year one? Because according to the way the Pnei Yeshua is saying, says the Torah Evan, he'd be a king for 1 year for more than 12 months. And we never find that there's a year which is longer than 12 months. And therefore, says the Torah Evan, even if we won't accept the Ritva's assertion that Rabbi Lazar's halacha of Shloish Yom B'Shana Chash B'Shana is only by Daraisis, maybe he'll even be by the Rabbanans, over here Rabbi Lazar would have to agree that Yom Echad B'Shana Chash B'Shana, because there's no other way of being able to have a standard how to list the king. And what the Torah Evan really means to say is that the reason we're able to do so, if Rabbi Lazar holds Shloish Yom B'Shana Chash B'Shana and anything less is not Chash B'Shana, so how can we just change things because we have a difficulty? The answer is Rabbi Lazar was only saying his vart by a deraisa. Since Rabbi Lazar was only saying his vart by a deraisa, even Rabbi Lazar could agree by a derabbanan. So Abba Sechta began with the first Rosh Hashanah l'melachim, because of Shalom Malchus. The Sifsa Chacham says that the reason Am Sechta begins by saying Rosh Chodesh, Echva Nissen, Rosh Hashanah l'melacha, is instead of speaking about Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah, which is the main focus of Am Sechta, so he's trying to teach us that why, as we just said, are we so concerned that we should have a date by which all kings are determined when their new year begins? Because of Shalom Malchus, because of Kavod Malchus. That is the best lesson to prepare us for the Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The best way to prepare us for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, for the real Yom HaMadin, is to think by yourself, if we have to have so much Derech Eretz for a mortal king, how much more do we have to have Derech Eretz for the Melech Malchim Malachim, respect for the Melech Malchim Malachim, and do his will? And that's why the Masechta began with Rosh Chodesh L'Malachim. The Sifsei Chachamim has another pshat. He says, because the Pasuk says, regarding Rosh Nisan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. So even though the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, but the Torah considers it HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. He also gives another explanation. He says the reason we consider the Mishnah begins with Nisan is because Nisan is particularly beloved by Klal Yisrael. Nisan is the month where Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us such fantastic Nisan. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us such fantastic Nisan, we have a particular affinity to that month, and that's why the Masechta began with that month. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we just said Bechav Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. So I saw from Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal, he explains that Nisan is considered the Melech to Kol Chadashim. Why is it considered the king of all months? He said, because Chodesh Nisan is the month where we have Nisan, month of miracles, as we just said. And the Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Amabeis, teaches us, HaMelech Pirates Geder Lasses Loi Derech Ve'im Mechim B'yodai. A king can do whatever he wants. So to commemorate, as we just said, that Nisan is the month of Nisim, how do we commemorate that? By calling Rosh Chodesh Nisan the month of Nisim. And Nisim are done by Melochim. Melochim could do whatever they want. I saw a beautiful pshat that the Baal Shem once said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a time to daven. Because he says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishnah says, is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, he says what the Mishnah means to say is that that is the day where Kadosh Baruch Hu decides who will be kings, who will be leaders in Klal Yisrael. And that's the day that we daven. That's why we should daven on that day for that gewaldige zchus. Continues the Mishnah, Bech Ba'elol Ulur Golem. And the next thing is that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Golem. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in the Gemara, there's a din that if somebody pledges a carbon or pledges anything, as we're going to learn, he has to give it in a timely fashion. If he doesn't make his donation in a timely fashion, we learned he's over Baal Ta'achar, and there's an order how we count that Baal Ta'achar with Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Of course, the Mefarshim ask, why does it say, when we say Regolim, why does it say Echa B'Nisan? It should have said Pesach. So the Mefarshim explain, because they used to bring the Kabbonis before Yontif, because and that on Yontif, they're busy with the Kabbonis that they have to bring because of Yontif. That's why they began them, that's why it's mentioned. That's why that's already mentioned Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But because it's not necessarily done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it can be done any time. It really begins, as we just explained, from Pesach. That's why the Sifsei Chumim explains that the Mishnah mentions Rosh Chodesh Nisan being Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim before it mentions Rosh Chodesh Nisan being Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim. And the difficulty is that the din of Baal Ta'achar is a din d'oraisa. The din of dating is only a din d'rabbanon. So certainly shouldn't have we mentioned the din d'oraisa before the din d'rabbanon. But according to the explanation that we just gave, it's very gishmak. Because the din of Melochim is strictly on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The din of Regolim is not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's later in the month. It's only on Pesach, and therefore we're going in the proper order that we say that we first mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then we mention Rosh Chodesh L'Melochim, and then we mention Rosh Chodesh L'Regolim. Becha Be'elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, is Rosh Hashanah L'Masa Behema. Is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'asa Behema. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Oimrim, Becha B'Tishrei. We know that every year a person is supposed to give 10% of all new animals that are born as Maisa Behema. And the Mishnah is teaching us that what is the date for that cutoff? According to the Tanakhama, it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the other Tana says it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. I saw a very sharp font. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Masa Behema, or we say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So the Avodas Yisrael says that a person all year round sometimes doesn't behave the way he's supposed to behave. And because he doesn't behave the way he's supposed to behave, he has to do tshuva. Who is the person, when a person doesn't behave the way a person is supposed to behave, he's considered a behema. So when Rosh Chodesh Elul comes, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes, the time for us to do tshuva and recognize that we didn't act this year the way we're supposed to act, that maybe our acts were like a Maisa Behema, that's why, to remind us, that's the date for Maisa Behema. Continues the Mishnah, Bechav Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Lashonim. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the month, is the day that we start counting the new year. Ul Shemitim, the Shemitah year begins on Rosh Hashanah. L'Yovelus, the Yovel year, the 50th year is Yovel, also begins on Rosh Hashanah. L'Natias, we know that a tree, the first 3 years is Orla, and the halacha is, and the Gemara will discuss how many days before. But if you planted the tree a certain amount of days before Rosh Hashanah, even though it hasn't been a full year, it's already considered as with 1 year past. And it's also Rosh Hashanah Liyurakis. Meiser, that's taken from vegetables, are taken from when the vegetables are collected. And every year, there are different there are two halachas when we speak about this. One is that you're supposed to take meiser from each year's produce for that year. You can't take from 1 year on the other year. That's called menayoshen al achadosh, menachadosh al yoshen. What is the year that is considered the new year? That Rosh Hashanah. So vegetables that were collected before Rosh Hashanah, you can't take meiser for them on vegetables that were collected after Rosh Hashanah. From here we see that the time, that the point that is considered the crucial point when we speak about vegetables, when they're mechuyev and meiser, is from when they're collected. We're going to see by trees in a moment that halacha is very different. Another halacha is regarding which meiser you have to give. Because as we know, truma has to be given every year. Meiserishin, truma is given to the kohen. Midraisa, truma doesn't have a shear. Midrabanan, a generous person gives a 40th. An average person gives a 50th, other type of people give a 60th. Then we give Maiserishin. Maiserishin is 10% of what's left over is given to the Levi. Maiserishin is given every year. And after the Levi receives his Maiserishin, he gives 10% Trumas Maiser of what he received to the Kohen. In the first and the second, and in the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we give Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni is 10%, which has to be taken to Yerushalayim and consumed in Yerushalayim. Or as we've discussed many times, the Torah gives one an option to redeem the Maiser Sheni and take the money and use it for food in Yerushalayim. In the third and in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, there is no Maiser Sheni, but there is Maiser Oni. So of course, knowing the cutoff date, when is the year, is very important. Is this going to be a Maiser Sheni year, or is this going to be a Maiser Oni year? So because of this, so for all these reasons, we need to determine when is the Rosh Hashanah. Even though the Gemara says that the Mishnah just said that Rosh Hashanah L'Shmitin begins on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Gemara is going to teach us that there's a din of Tosfos Shviyos, that already 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, one before Shemitah, one is not allowed to plow the field. So what is pshat when we say it's Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah is when Shemitah begins? So the Pnei Yeshua explains that Rashi says, very interesting, that Min HaTorah, Shemitah begins on Rosh Hashanah. Midrabanan, it begins earlier, which is a difficult pshat, because as we're going to see in the Gemara, there are opinions that Tosfos Shviyos is midaraisa. So how could that be an explanation of Rashi and the Mishnah? And therefore, the Turi Evin has a different explanation. He says the Isser, the halacha that one has to begin Shemitah already 30 days before the Shemitah is only regarding Harisha. It's only regarding working the field. But as far as cutting produce from the field, that is permitted up to Rosh Hashanah. And that's why the Mishnah, when it wants to speak about Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah, for all the halachas of Shemitah, begins by saying Rosh Chodesh Tisrei. Daruch Haner has a different explanation. He says that even if one violates Shemitah and works the field during the Shemitah year, he's Chayiv Malkus. If one violates Tosfos Shviyos and works the field during the time of Tosfos Shviyos, he doesn't get Malkus. The Mishnah says that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. So even though the Rishonim point out that Yovel really begins on Yom Kippur, that's when they blew the shofar, and that's when everything returned to their owners and the slaves went free. But in the year of Yovel, they're not allowed to work the field, and they're not allowed to work the field even from Rosh Hashanah, and that's why the Mishnah said we begin from Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Mishnah, Bechav B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. Echav B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for Ilan. That means fruit trees, unlike vegetables. We just spoke about vegetables, and we said the vegetables, the time for when they're mechuyev meiser, and when they are collected from Zman L'Kita. Fruits are mechuyev in meisris from when chanita, from blossoming, when the blossom falls off. And the reason is because when the blossom falls off, that's an indication that all the sap from the tree, which nourishes the fruit, has been placed into that fruit. And the earth, the tree, are no longer contributing to the nourishment and growth of that fruit. And that's why at that point it's considered disconnected, so to speak, from the tree. And that's why at that point it's mechuyev v'maisris. So now again, the question is, what is the cutoff date? From new to old, from Meiser Sheni to Meiser Ani. So says the Mishnah, Bech B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon Kedivri Beis Shammai. According to the opinion of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel Omrim B'Chamisha Asubai on Tu B'Shvat. It's interesting that many Mefarshim try to understand the wording of our Mishnah. Mishnah says, Kedivri Beis Shammai. Throughout Shas, when we find the opinion of Beis Shammai, it always says Divrei Beis Shammai. Why does it say over here Kedivrei Beis Shammai? So the Sifsei Chachamim suggests that it was not said, we didn't have it explicitly stated by Beis Shammai that he holds that Echa B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. We only extrapolated from something else that he said. And therefore the wording is Kedivrei Beis Shammai, not Divrei Beis Shammai. Another pshat that the Kol Aliyah, the Grot, wants to suggest is our Mishnah speaks about Rosh Hashanahs that at the beginning of the month, on Rosh Chodesh. So says the Mishnah, only Kedivrei Beis Shammai will we have four Rosh Hashanahs that are at the beginning of the month. According to Beis Hillel, we don't have four that are on the beginning of the month. We only have three. Another pshat that I said is because Beis Shammai, the Beis Pnei Yitzchak, says Beis Shammai is clearly of the opinion that it begins, that Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Beis Hillel, we're going to see in the Gemara, is not that clear. And because it's not that clear, that's why the Gemara referred to, that's why it says, Kedivrei Beis Shammai, it's clear, but Beis Hillel, it's not clear. I saw that the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozlik of Arav, says, Echa B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, he says that it's a time where every person is judged how he will be successful in learning. He says that the Torah is considered Eitz Chaim HiLamachzikim Ba, and therefore, since Eitz Chaim LaMachzikim Ba, that's why the time where it's decided if somebody will be decided, it will be successful in learning, is on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis, according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, their respective opinions. The Bnei Soscha says that's interesting. The Mishnah uses the word Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. When the Mishnah spoke about vegetable, it said Rosh Hashanah liyirakos. Why by Elon does it say it beloshin yochid, Elon? So he says that because we're referring to a very specific tree. We're referring, he says here, to the tree, to the estric tree. And then a Rosh Hashanah liyilon is the time where everybody's decided what kind of tree, what kind of estric he's going to receive. Well, and Bizoichatu. And that's why it says Le'ilon, that special tree. And that's why a lot of people have this minig that they are mispalel, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should help them have a beautiful esrig. The day they say those tefillas are specifically on Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis, we passing on like Beis Hillel, and that is on Rosh, which is on Tu B'Shvat. I saw from Rav Tzvi Reisman in his Sefer Rotz Kutzvi, he explains the what is the basis of the machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And particularly, the way we understood that it's a fact, when do fruits get chanita? When is the time that the old sap and the new sap? So how could they have a machloikus on a metzias? So he says that the machloikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is how do we look at things in life? Do we look at their potential or do we look at the actuality? He says, Beis Shammai is much more focused on the potential. He says, and therefore earlier on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the fruits already are prepared to start to blossom. They don't necessarily blossom yet, but they're ready to blossom. And therefore, the potential is enough, according to Beis Shammai, to be considered that something happened. Whereas, according to Beis Hillel, they look at exactly when something happens. They don't just look at the potential. And since they don't just look at the potential, that's why the halacha is that they wait a little later to Tu B'Shvat. And that's why he explains, we understand the Mishnah, when it says, Rosh Chodesh Kedivrei Beis Shammai, which we've been trying to understand, how do we understand the words Kedivrei Beis Shammai? So he says, now it's very understandable. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai throughout Shas. Throughout Shas, Beis Shammai is focused on the potential. And that's why here too, he has an earlier date. The date is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He doesn't wait for Tu B'Shvat. However, of course, just to wrap this up, when we say that Rosh Chodesh Lilanus is either Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, that's only as far as the halacha of Maaser. But all the other halachas that apply to trees that we discussed earlier in our Masech, in our Shir, that Shemitah, Yovel, that all goes according to Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. That's the day where we determine when is the new year. So the Mishnah began by saying that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. Ask the Gemara, L'mai Hilchasa. What was the purpose of trying to say when Rosh Chodesh, that saying that? Why do we need to know that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim? So Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is, why did we have to establish a specific date when Rosh Hashanah will, that Malachim have a Rosh Hashanah? The Reina Chananel says the question of Mishnah is even, the question of the Gemara is a much more fundamental question. Why is it important for us to know this? So according to Rashi, the question of the Gemara is not why is it important for us to know it. We want to know is in what, where is the application of this halacha? And according to Reina Chananel, is why does the Mishnah have to tell us something that do we presumably don't really necessarily need to know? So of course, in order to understand this Gemara, we have to speak about Hilchos Shtaros, the halacha of loan documents in halacha. The halacha is that if somebody borrows money, he writes a shtar, he writes an IOU document. And the document accomplishes that the two things. Number one, that the lender now has the ability to say that this is a proof that you owe me money. Number two, that if the lender comes to collect the money that's owed to him and the borrower doesn't have any assets with which to pay his loan, all of the assets of the borrower become meshubed, become, there's a lien on them to the lender that he has a right to go and collect from those assets. And therefore the halacha is that if somebody had assets, the borrower had assets on the day the loan was made, and he sold those assets afterwards, and now the lender comes to collect his what's owed to him, and he doesn't have the ability to pay back, he doesn't have anything to pay back with, he could go to those assets, because there's a lien on those assets. And therefore, the date of the shtar, the date of the document is critical, because if the assets only become encumbered from the date of the loan. And therefore, halacha is shtari choiv hamukdamim. If the date on the shtar is earlier than the loan actually took place, then the halacha is that shtar is disqualified. If the date on the loan is later than the actual loan taking place, there's nothing wrong with that shtar, because even though the person could have written the right date, he didn't do anything wrong, because all he does, the lender is only hurting himself. Now the question, of course, that the Rishonim discuss when we speak in our Gemara about shtari chayv hamukdamim and shtari chayv hamucharim, who are saying that the date is wrong? Presumably the Edom, who signed the shtar, and they say that the date is wrong. And there's a question. Ein adam meis matzmei rasha. A person can't say that he did something wrong, that he put on a false date on the shtar. Moreover, there's a halacha, Edom achsumim a shtar, nasa kamisha nechra edusim bebezdin. A shtar with signed witnesses is considered completely verified. So how could they now say that the date is a wrong date? So the Pashto Pshat in the Gemara is that this is a shtar that can only be established because the Edom come in and say that this is our signature. And if they're also saying at the same time we signed, we also signed with a wrong date. How could have you signed with a wrong date? So they say, we didn't know that you're not allowed to have an earlier date in the shtar. And therefore, this is the way the Ramban explains the Mishnah. That's why they believed. We need them to certify the signature. And they're also believed because they say they didn't know that what they were doing is wrong. So now, says the Gemara, now we understand why having a specific date when the king became king is so critical. Because Amar Rav Chisda l'shtaris, the Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, shtari chayv ha-mukdamim, and shtar, as we just explained, with an earlier date is psulim, because it could cause that the lekuchos, the people who bought property, their property will be taken away improperly. For mucharim, but if they were a later date, then ksherim, because it's only to the favor of the people who had such shtaris. Therefore, knowing the exact date is so critical, and that's why they had to establish a specific date, which is the date of the king by which they dated all the shtaris. I saw a very nice vort from Reb Herschel Rimenver. Shtar chayv hamukdamim. People do averis and a mukdamim, and if when they do an avera, all they're focused on is mukdamim, that I have charata, he regrets what he did, but he doesn't think about hamukharin, he doesn't think about the future, he only regrets about what was, but he doesn't think about the past, he only thinks about the past, and he doesn't think about the future, psulim, that is possible. A person, when he does tshuva, is not just supposed to think about the past. He's also supposed to think, he also has to think about the future, how he's going to behave from now on. Tana Rabbanan, Melech Shema Amad Besim V'Teisha V'Adar, if a king was appointed in 29 days in Adar, Kim Shigia Echad B'Nissan, as soon as Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes, also Lashana, it's considered that it's already year two. But if the king was only appointed in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Eimayin in Lashana, then the year is only up Achi Gia Nissan Acher until next year Nissan 12. So sometimes a year is up in a day, and sometimes a year is up in 12 months. Amamar. So the Gemara analyzes this brisa. We just learned Melch Shamed B'Nissan, a king that was appointed Besser and Betisha B'Adar, a king that was appointed 29 is an Adar, Kim Shigia Echad B'Nissan also Lashana. Says the Gemara, HaKamashmalan, what are we learning from here? The Nissan Rosh Hashanah Melachim, we're learning from here that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is when the new year begins for kings. And we also learn from here that Yom Echad B'Shana Chash Hashanah, that even just one day in the year is considered a year. We continue learning the Mishnah. V'mlai Amar Elab Echad B'Nissan, but if the king was only appointed on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, then Ein Moinim Loishana Ad Shigia Nissan Echa. He's not considered king until Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes next year. Ask the Mar Pshita, isn't that the din of our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Letzricha the imna lema Adar. He was already appointed to be the new king in Adar. Madatema. So since he was already appointed in Adar, Madatema, we might think that since his appointment, even though his actual coronation did not take place until Nisan, but the appointment taking place in Adar should be enough to nimnolei treishinin, that we should count this as 2 years. Kamash Milan. So we learn from here that we don't follow, that that's not the system. We look for when they actually take on the monarchy, not from when they're appointed. Says the Gemara, another brisa. Talking about a mace by Adar, if the first king died in Adar, v'amen achet tachta by Adar, and they appointed a new king in that Adar, the halacha is, manim shana l'zel zeh. That year could be considered the last year of the first king, and the first year of the new king. Mace by Nisan, similarly if the king died in Nisan, v'amen achet tachta by Nisan, and a new king is appointed in Nisan, manim shana l'zel zeh, that year could be counted again, the last year of the first king, the first year of the second king. Mace by Adar, if the first king died in Adar, Vamen achet tachta b'nissan, and a new king was appointed in Nissan. Minim rishon and rishon. The first year is the Adar is still considered as the last year of the first king, and the Shni, the next year, is considered the first year of Sheni of the new king. Again, the Gemara analyzes the brisa. Amamar meis ba'Adar, Vamen achet tachta ba'Adar, minim shana lozel zeh. That Adar is a year for both of them. Ask the Gemara pshita. They were both kings in that year. If they were both kings in that year, it should be a year for both of them. Answers the Gemara. Matatayma, the Bryce is teaching us, we would think, Shatel Beit Trela Meninan. You can't have 1 year to be considered a year of a king for two different kings. Kamash Malon, that is not a concern. We learned further, Meis Benissen, Vamer Achatachta Benissen, Manim Shanam Ozel Zeh. If the first king died in Nisan and the second king was appointed and was made king in Nisan, it's a year for both of them. Again, asks the Gemara Pshita. Answers the Gemara, Maratay Mekim Rinin Yom Echad Bishana Chosh Bishana, that perhaps when do we say the concept of Yom Echad Bishana is considered a Shana? Only Besaif Shana, at the end of the year. And that's why if he was king even for 1 day in Adar, that year, if he was king in Adar, that's considered a year for the second king. Ava b'tchila shana, at the beginning of the year, we don't say Yom Echad b'shana, Chosh Hashana, and therefore the king who died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we maybe should not consider that a year for him. Kamash Malon, that's why the halacha is that it's not that way. So the question is, why would we say that? Because we say, so I saw that Tosfos suggests that we see in halacha, there's always a difference between the end and the beginning. For example, Anida. Anida becomes tar on the last day of a count, not on the first day of the count. And therefore, since the last day of the count is more significant than the first day, that's why we maybe should say at the end it's considered a year, not at the beginning. The Ritva says, a pashupshat, the Ritva says that our Gemara, that all these dinim, as we discussed extensively in the Mishnah, are the Rabbanans. And maybe this is the way the Rabbanan established the rule, Kamash Malan, that the Rabbanan did not differentiate between the beginning of the year and the end of the year. We learned further, Meis ba'Adar, if the first king died in Adar, or Vamen Achet Tachta ba'Adar, and the new king was appointed in Nisan, Mainim Rishon al-Rishon, the first year, the first Adar is from the first year's king, and the Shniya and Nisan is from the second year. Ask the Marpshita, isn't that obvious? Loi Tzricha, answers the Gemara, that over here what it was that the situation here was, Dimna Lama Adar, that the new king was already appointed an Adar. Not only was he appointed an Adar, the Melech ben Melechu, and he's also the son of a king, Madatema. So we would think, given that he was already appointed an Adar, and given that he's the son of a king, Nimnalei Tartishnin, we should consider that already a year of his melucha, even though he wasn't actually coronated yet. Kamash Malan, that until he actually begins being a king, he's not considered a king. So from here we see, point out the Achroinim, that when we speak about king being a king, it goes by Yerusha, because that's why the Gemara is suggesting that unlike that this is a chiddush more than we learned earlier in the shiur today, that not only was he appointed, but because he's the son of a king, that makes it more that he's considered a king, because melucha goes b'yerusha. And this opens up a very, very significant discussion amongst the Paiskim, what goes b'yerusha and what doesn't go b'yerusha. So there are a few factors to take into consideration. The first factor to take into consideration is that it has to be a surora, that only positions of authority are given over b'yerusha. Something that's not considered a position of authority doesn't go b'yerusha. And that's why we find different questions amongst the Paiskim about different positions. Are they considered a position of authority? I saw that the Paiskim have a discussion. If somebody who is a shamus, somebody is the gabbai in a shul, is that considered a position of authority? The Beis Yitzchak, the Ritvaz, are of the opinion that it is a position of authority. The Tzur Yaakov says that it's not considered a position of authority. So if it's not a position of authority, it doesn't go b'yerusha. If it is a position of authority, as our Gemara clearly indicates, it goes with authority. It goes with Yerusha. Then, of course, the question is, what about a Rabbonus? So on one hand, certainly a Rabbonus is considered an authority. But the question is, that is it a position that goes b'Yerusha? Is it a position that goes, that maybe you should look for the best Rav? So the Marajdam is of the opinion that it doesn't go with Yerusha. Drama in Simon Resh Mem Hei in Yoridei Sifcha Bey says that it does go with Yerusha. The Chassam Sofer, the Rechayim, seem to take the position that it really depends on the following. If the previous king's son is suitable for the position, he has kedima, he has preference over everyone else. But if there's another candidate who is more suitable for the rabbonis, he has kedima even over a son. So we've been learning that when we speak about kings, we start from Nisan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, from where we notice, Shenema, the pasuk says regarding the Beis Hamikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. V'hi b'shmein of Shana v'abba mei Shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. B'shana arviyis b'chodesh Ziv is Ir. Hu ha'chodesh sheshenu l'mloich Shlomo al Yisrael. V'yivin abayis l'Hashem. Says the Gemara, Makish Malchus Shlomo Yitzis Mitzrayim. The pasuk is comparing the Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech to Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ma Yitzis Mitzrayim, we know we count from Nisan. Af Malchus Shlomo, we count from Nisan. Ask the Gemara, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Gufa, Menolon, the Menison. How do we know that we count Mitzrayim from Nisan, Dilma, Matirsha, Meninon? Maybe we counted from Tishrei, and therefore everything goes from Tishrei. Says the Gemara, Lo Saka Datach. It doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that we should count it from Nisan, not from Tishrei. So, of course, the Mefarshim ask, why would we think that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei? They went out of Nisan, so we count from Nisan. So they answer, since we're learning that Tishrei is such a significant month, Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, so therefore we would think that we should start counting from Nisan, even though we actually went out in Nisan. Says the Gemara Lysakadat. The Pasuk says regarding the death, the Patira of Aaron, Vial Aaron Akoin Al Har Ahar, Api Hashem, Vyoma Shabishnas Aboim Lutzes Bnei Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim, Bechodesh Chamishi Bechel Lechodesh. He died in the first day of the fifth month, Rish Chodesh Av. The Ksiv Yehiba Aboim Shana Beasse Esre Chodesh, Bechel Lechodesh Diba Moshe, Midakoi Beov. Av is called Shnas Aboim, for the fear when Klal Yisrael left. V'koy b'shvat, and then in Shvat, it's also still Shnas Aboim. Mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah left Tishrei, because the Rosh Hashanah was Tishrei, so then Shvat will already be the next year. Ask the Gemara, Bishlamahaych. So when we speak about the Mises Aaron, it's very clear that we're counting from Nisan. Mefarish Toitzis Mitzrayim, we count from Nisan. Elahai, the Pasuk that speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu speaking about giving them Musar in the 11th month, asked the Gemara, Memaidel Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do we know that we're counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim? Dimalak Kamas Amishkan. Maybe we're counting from a Kamas Amishkan. And they're not talking about the same year. And maybe the story that happened in the 11th month in Shvat did not happen after Av, after the Petira of Aaron, which would be an indication that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the story happened in the year before. And what happened in Shvat happened before Av. And we don't have any indication that Rosh Hashanah is Nisan.